We begin today the fifth week, intensity. Women usually have intense emotions. These color us with strong tones, nuances, variety. When a person has intense emotions, it generates a great impact on the surrounding environment. Who doesn't feel it when a woman is happy? It is as though the world smiles when she smiles. The same is true when she is sad. The house turns gray. Everybody around feels the weight. Many times we have heard women saying they'd prefer not to be so emotive, that they'd be happier if they were colder. Well, after all, we sometimes seem to be on a roller coaster. We wake up happy and shining. By noon, we have become mad or wild, and by evening time, sad and hopeless. Women move in cycles, influenced by hormonal changes and by the phases of the moon. And yes, we have intense emotions. And since our culture is based on masculine values, we don't receive at any moment of our lives proper education about our emotions. That is why they can easily cause us to suffer or be expressed as hysteria, drama, overflow. When in fact, they can also be expressed as loving abundance, generosity, creativity, and spirituality. The feminine spiritual path has always been connected to grace, which is an intense state of love and compassion, as expressed by archetypes like Kuan Yin or Mother Mary. God's love has been experienced by many women like a marriage of body and soul, as the one lived by Teresa of Jesus. Some mystical men, with their developed feminine aspects like Rumi, also connect themselves emotionally with God. Here, an excerpt from one of his poems. Your fragrant breath, like the morning breeze, has come to the stillness of the garden. You have breathed new life into me. I have become your sunshine and also your shadow. My soul is screaming in ecstasy. Every fiber of my being is in love with you. Your effulgence has lit a fire in my heart, and you have made radiant for me the earth and sky. My arrow of love has arrived at the target. I am in the house of mercy, and my heart is a place of prayer. We also see in spiritual traditions that the feminine path oftentimes is realized through dance, which is profoundly emotional and creative. This week, we will focus our attention on our enormous emotional potential. We will honor our emotions and pave a path from emotions to transcendence.